Scientists have sequenced DNA molecules in our cells and gazed at the most distant stars, but there are still plenty of unanswered questions, such as, how did the elephant get its trunk? A question that came up at a scientific meeting last week in San Diego. Helen Fields reports.
Every morning, the keepers at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. lead 26-year-old Shanti and her bristly-haired baby, Condola, out of the elephant house. Then the fun starts.
Get your ball, baby.
Condola rolls over and waves his stubby legs in the air. Some researchers think that swimming is why elephants' trunks evolved in the first place.
You've only got to watch elephants in water to realize it's their natural home. I mean, they just go crazy. They absolutely love it.
Roger Short has been watching elephants since the 1960s. He's at the University of Melbourne in Australia. Short knew that the elephant's closest living relatives are manatees and other sea cows. Then, one day, a student in his lab found a structure that's the same in elephant embryos and frogs.
And slowly the penny dropped. Hey, I wonder if elephants were originally aquatic animals and that they've only relatively recently landed.
Elephants in the wild breathe through their trunks when they swim underwater. So, Short thought, what if the trunk evolved to help elephants snorkel? One reason he thinks it might have is that elephants have odd lungs. In humans and every other mammal, there's an empty space between the lungs and the inside of the chest, but elephants' lungs are attached to their chest walls. Short says that backs up his snorkel theory, and John West, a professor at the University of California in San Diego, thinks he's right. West says snorkeling far underwater puts huge pressure on lungs.
You can't buy a snorkel longer than about a foot or so. And the reason is that snorkeling is a dangerous thing to do if you snorkel through a long tube.
He says having their lungs attached to the chest wall protects elephants when they breathe from the bottom of a lake or river. But other scientists aren't so sure. Many elephant researchers don't accept Short's theory about elephants' aquatic past. They point out there are plenty of things on land that elephants use their trunks for. A trunk is like a nose and a hand in one, says Marie Galloway, the elephant manager at the National Zoo.
Elephants really explore their world with their sense of smell and touch. So she reaching out her trunk, see who's here.
Elephants also use their trunks like straws to sniff up liquid. That could also explain the structure of their lungs. Richard Brown, a physiologist at Harvard University, says his research team thought they could settle some of these questions by sticking a catheter in a tame elephant's throat and measuring the pressures in its chest. So they mentioned the idea to an elephant expert.
And the guy said, hey, that's a great idea. I'll wait in the car.
Elephants just aren't that easy to work with. And that brings us perhaps to one of the reasons why we know more about DNA and stars than we do about elephants. DNA can't step on you. Stars don't need daily care and feeding.
Shanti! Shanti, here!
And besides, it all happened millions of years ago. Maybe scientists will have to wait for fossil evidence to show how the elephant got its trunk. For NPR News, I'm Helen Fields in Washington.